Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, before we come to the end of the program, we do want to share with you a recent development that came out of a former employee who worked for Microsoft. He had some children and had a desire, because we're talking about technologies and we're talking about how, you know, the seven mountains, how, you know, Christians are moving into these areas of technology and media and business and education and family, the church and government, that, you know, whoever's on top of the mountain, you know, basically controls everything else that happens on that mountain. Mm-hmm. And this former employee from Microsoft, entirely too cool, he had an encounter with his children as they were, he's Christian, they were learning in Sunday school, you know, the stories of David and Goliath and Abraham, and they were having difficulties trying to, you know, explain them and remember what was happening. So he says, you know what? I need to make an app. I need to make an app for that.
Oh, wow.
And so this guy, Mr. Henson, he made this app that's amazing. I want to encourage you to download it, share it with people. It's called Righteous Tales. Righteous Tales, David and Goliath. This thing is an animated game that previews, like, I mean, you play the game, but then you also hear about the Bible story throughout the game. The animation is amazing. The quality is so cool. But I love these interactive ways that children and young people can learn the Word of God. I mean, you think about what technology has done, and now you can actually, you went from reading the Bible to being able to listen to the Bible. I mean, how many people can't read, have difficulty understanding, don't understand, you know, can't read the words, and or they're old and they can't see with their eyes, or not what they used to be. But the technology of being able to put the Bible on audio, now they're hearing it. Now with technology of movies, you're seeing the Bible come to life in three-dimensional surround sound, and you're seeing the passion. You're seeing, you know, Noah and the waters part. You're experiencing what it was like as these stories unfolded and God's truth is being revealed. And now with the new technology, young people are able to look at games. I mean, CB and Superbook, you should see this thing. Download that app as well, because they can actually read the Bible on their iPhone, iPad.
Powerful.
And in the middle of it, a video opens up. And I'm talking about beautiful animation.
Yeah.
So creative. And we're using all of these technologies. We're not going to surrender these technologies to the world. We're going to say, no, how can we use them to continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ far, long, and wide? Let's do this together.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.